BBC News with Blair DeGoga. President Barack Obama has issued a stark new warning on the United States economy, saying that it is getting sicker by the day. Mr. Obama said that if Congress failed to pass his economic stimulus package, the recession could linger for years and destroy another 5 million jobs in the United States.
This isn't some abstract debate. Last week, we learned that many of America's largest corporations are planning to lay off tens of thousands of workers. Today, we learned that last week, the number of new unemployment claims jumped to 626,000.
President Obama dismissed arguments put forward by Republican opponents that a range of less sweeping measures would be enough. China has declared an emergency in 8 northern and central provinces where drought is threatening crops and has left nearly 4 million people without proper drinking water. State media says nearly half of the country's winter wheat crop has been affected. Millions of migrant workers in China have already lost their jobs in the global economic downturn. Here's our China editor, Xirong Chen.
China's Drought Relief Office has declared an emergency for the first time in its history. 8 wheat-producing provinces in central and northern China are threatened by the continuing drought. Altogether, 10 million hectares of wheat and rapeseed have been badly affected. Central and local governments have allocated $60 million in relief funds, and the country's leaders have demanded all-out efforts to combat the problem.
Preliminary results from Iraq's local elections have shown big wins for the bloc headed by the Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. His State of Law coalition won landslide victories in Baghdad and Basra and emerged as the largest group across the mainly Shiite provinces of southern Iraq. Observers say his party has benefited from stressing its commitment to law and order and its nationalist rather than religious credentials. In the northern city of Mosul, a Sunni Arab faction finished well ahead of Kurdish groups, restoring political balance in the area where many Sunni Arabs had boycotted the last polls. More than 30 people have been killed in a bomb blast near a Shia mosque in Punjab province in Pakistan. Many others were wounded. The explosion appeared to target a procession of Shia worshippers in the town of Dera Ghazi Khan. From Islamabad, here's Barbara Plett.
Television footage showed bodies surrounded by debris, with survivors wailing and beating their heads in grief. It's not clear who carried out the bombing, but the provincial police chief called it a terrorist attack aimed at Shiites to create unrest. Pakistan saw a wave of sectarian violence in the 1980s and 90s. In recent years, this has been aggravated by the growing strength of the Taliban, a militant Sunni Muslim movement. Southern Punjab in particular is home to violent sectarian groups with links to Al-Qaeda and